There is a mole on Mars that's making NASA engineers tear their hair out. NPR's Joe Palca explains why.
No, they haven't discovered a small insectivorous mammal on Mars. The mole we're talking about is a scientific instrument carried on NASA's InSight probe that landed on Mars a year ago.
The mole is designed to measure heat flow coming out of the interior of Mars.
Troy Hudson is InSight's instrument system engineer. The mole has a pointy tip and an internal hammer that works like a kind of pile driver to pound the mole into the ground. The frustrations began last February when the mole started downward. It was supposed to go down 16 feet. Instead, it got stuck after 14 inches. Hudson says he and his team decided the problem was related to bouncing. Just like a gun recoils when you fire it, the mole recoiled ever so slightly every time the hammer tried to drive it into the ground. So instead of going down, it bounced in place. Engineers thought they might be able to prevent the bouncing if they used the scoop on InSight's robotic arm to press against the mole as it hammered. They tried that in October, and it worked.
For the first time in 8 months, we have definite forward progress.
That was about 6 weeks ago. But Hudson knew a problem was coming. Eventually, the top of the mole would be flush with the Martian surface, and there would be nothing for the scoop to press against. So they came up with a new plan.
We moved the scoop over to a different position nearby and pushed hard on the soil, hoping that that would transfer force to the mole through the soil rather than directly.
In late October, they sent instructions for InSight's camera to record what happened. Hudson says he was horrified when he saw the pictures.
I was very distraught.
The mole had backed almost halfway out of the hole. Hudson is pretty sure he knows what happened. Without the arm pressing, the mole started bouncing again.
And when it does that, loose soil in front of the mole can infiltrate in front of the tip, filling up the space that occurs whenever it bounces. And they just bounce, 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 and more material fills in and it ends up backing out of the ground.
Hudson says they're confident they can use the scoop press technique to get the mole back down to where it was.
We haven't figured out exactly what we're going to do there yet.
When they figure it out, we'll let you know. Joe Palca, NPR News.